Okay, Rabbi Isai, as the times continue to change, we change our venue. We're downstairs now. If Elam would rather be upstairs, you let me know. Maybe we'll go back up there. But for now, see how it works down here instead. We are in the middle of discussion of whether or not Trey Kali or Mishtami or Loi Mishtami. Can you hear Trey Kali or not? And the Gemara is still assuming Trey Kali are Mishtami. I'm sorry, Trey Kali Loi Mishtami. We're assuming Trey Kali Loi Mishtami. Just you can listen to a half of a tekiya and that will work. You're marich b'shoifer. Once we're marich b'shoifer, so then we're going to hear that part of the tekiyah, and therefore it's going to be enough. I can't hear the shoifer together with the chatoitzeres, but I can hear the shoifer alone. So the Gemara is assuming I can listen to part of a tekiyah. Says the Gemara, Toshma, hatoik. They don't need a pen. Anyone else need a pen? Go sit. Sorry. Thank you, sir. Says the Gemara, Atoikea, Lisoy Chabor, Oilisoy Chadus, Oilisoy Chapitus. It doesn't really matter much for our purposes what these three things are. These are three different types of, everybody said we're being invaded by Mexicans, but Mexican lives matter, so consider right over here, Rabbi Isai, come sit right here. That's comfortable. Rabbi Isai, this is Rabbi Yisrael Gold. Yisrael Gold was my chavrusa when I was in the mirror. And then when we opened the yeshiva together, he was the closest thing I had to a shutif, right? Rabbi Yisrael was there. He was the first. Were you a Rebbe right away? No. Sholem Meshiv. He was my Meshiv on the shir when I was in the mirror. And also the Meshiv in, we opened the yeshiva. Now he's a Rebbe in yeshiva, in the siftat, in, what do they call it? Not Mesifta, they call it Mesifta. Yeshiva Gedoyla, Teres Yaakov. Yisrael Gold is going to be with us, hopefully forever. The fire station is looking for people to volunteer. If anyone wants to, you can come over to me. We can talk about it. These boys are from Mexico. They came in last night. They're all going to be joining us during the Willard, and hopefully they'll be joining us here also, so we could be kind to them from a distance. For now, that's Avi Schneeweiss. Avi is, you said hello yet? Avi is a Mexican, somewhat. Correct? Kind of? Your father. His name is Schneeweiss. Okay, here we go, my friends. It's not really relevant for us at this moment what these three things are. There are obviously three large enclosed areas. Either it's a pit, it's a cistern, it's a ditch, cistern is the best word of all of them. I think that's the pitos. The point is that there's going to be an echo there. Im kol shayfar shama yotza. If you hear the kol shayfar, you yotza. Im kol havara shama lo yotza. If you hear the kol havara, you hear the sound of the echo, you're not yoitze. Now, this is a given fact that before you hear the echo, you always hear the original sound. So says the Gemara, Amai lepe petrilas tkiya mekame de la arvev kolo. The Gemara is asking, when you hear the call of the havara, the sound of the echo, you should be yoitze. beforehand, because you're going to hear the authentic sound, the unadulterated sound of the shofar. So why are we not yoytze already from the beginning? And that in the tchila you should be yoytze. You tell me, but the end of the koil I didn't hear. But you just suggested you don't have to hear an entire koil. You only have to hear a part of it. This is the Gemara's question. And the Gemara, because of this question, the Gemara's talk is going to change. But the question is not pashut. What's the problem? You should be able to be yoytze with the authentic call before you hear the echo. My friends, how long do you hear the authentic call before the echo kicks in? Very short. We're assuming very short. And even when we said you only have to hear a miktsas tkiya, kipshutoi, how much do you have to hear? A shir tkiya. So first frek the Gemara. The Gemara is saying you should be yoytze with that millisecond that you before the echo kicks in. Chaim, you got the kasha? So, my friends, it's not pashut that you need to hear a shir tkiya. If you remember, when the Gemara's maskone is your marach b'shoifer just because you want to show us mitzvah sayyoy, we said then it's only a kol shu. It could be the Gemara's havamina also you only have to hear a kol shu. Because we said, how much do you have to blow? How much is the shear of the blowing? That might be a few seconds. But in the hearing of the tkiya, how much do you have to hear? Maybe tak only have to hear a mashu. But some of the achroinim say that this Gemara seems clearly to be saying this idea. I can't hear you. You have to talk loud. That's a good question. You're asking a good question. You're saying, before it's only a shir in the tekiah, is a hefsek going to be affected by, it's a good question. It's a very good question. I never thought of that. It's a very good question. Okay, that's what I would say is Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Yoni, Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Right? And then it would be mashma, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. I don't have to hear an entire tekiah. I just have to hear a mashu of it. However, the Ran we gave out, the Chedushi Aran, says a different pshat. Says the Chedushi Aran that apparently our Hanacha was incorrect. We thought that when you, how much do you hear before the echo kicks in, just a millisecond. So that's not true. In order to generate enough noise to be able to create an echo, there has to be actually a few seconds of regular shofar, which means there will always be, before you hear an echo, what will there always be? Shir shofar. Says the Ran, the Lashon of the Ran is, Kim lohu, de'ika shir tkiya, mekame de la arbev kolo. That the Chazal were confident, they were certain, that you always will have a shir tkiya. So it says, im kol havar shama, you're not yotza. The question is, why not? Before the kol havara, we always have a shir tkiya. Now this is a fascinating phenomenon, because I don't know how big this bar is, how big this dus is, but I don't know, it is somewhat counterintuitive to what I understand. Chaim? Yeah, it's counterintuitive. So I don't know. The Ramban says a third mahalach. Says the Ramban as follows. Perhaps the Gemara is being medayik the lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa says, in kol havara shama lo yatza. The Braisa is saying, because all you're hearing is the kol havara, or the Braisa is saying, any time you hear kol havara, you're not yatza. Im kol havara shama lo yatza. You're not yotze. The kol havara sounds like it's impossible to be yotze if you hear the kol havara. I don't care if you hear a fraction of a second beforehand. I don't care if you hear 3 seconds beforehand. I don't care if you hear 10 seconds beforehand. Im kol havara shama lo yotze. You're not yotze. And the svara is because we're saying that you can't break, you can't only listen to Miktas Tkia. I have to hear an entire Tkia. So if I hear Kol Avora, I'm not going to be able to hear the rest of the Tkia. So once there's a Kol Avora mixed into my Tkia, puzzle. So the Bryce is telling us, not that it's always going to be a shear before this Kol Avora, but the Bryce says, even if there's a shear before the Kol Avora, you're not Yoitze. So we have three pshatim, just to be clear. The first pshat of the Achroinim is Enachanami. The Gemara's Havamina was, you could be Yoitze, even with just hearing a teeny weeny bit. And I heard a little bit before I hear the echo. The second pshat is the pshat of the Ran is that the Chazal were confident that in order to generate an echo, you need to have a shear beforehand. It won't work. It won't happen. So therefore, every time there's Kol Avora, there's always going to be also a shear beforehand. And the third pshat that we mentioned, the pshat of the Ramban, is that we're not saying that it has to be that way, but we're medayik in the Brice so that even if it is that way, that there's going to be a Kol Avora after the shear, it's still going to be puzzle. Because the Brice says, in Kol Avora Shama, you're lo yotza. Can't hear you talk loud. Because the Gemara is saying you can't only hear a miktas tkia, you have to hear the entire tkia. So as we mentioned, let's say a person hears bashalom. He doesn't hear the end. If you get the amen, you're not yoitza. Enachanami. But because you can't listen to only miktas tkia, it is the ma'isa. What is the tkia? It's the beginning and the end. We spoke about this shilas hakira. Is the 3 seconds, is it just a shear? And after that, it's like Adlokas Neiros. We're talking about, after the shear, you could burn your candle as long as you want. It's not, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah. Maybe it's Pesumen Issa, but you could do Pesumen Issa, putting up a sign, or by doing anything you want. But the shear of Tichle Reglam and Ashuk, is after that, you're not Yoitzer. It's really nothing. You can put it out if you want. Masha Ein Kein, if a person sits in a sukkah, you only have a chiv to sit for a kezias, but all the sitting is all part of the mitzvah. So you blow the shofar. Is the blowing of the shofar after the 3 seconds, is that like extra and you can ignore it? Or is that part of the tkia? The chayra, the way the Gemara is learning now, is saying it's part of the tkia and you have to hear the entire tkia. Therefore, the Gemara says that the chayra, you can't be yaitzah. Says the Gemara, Ella must be tarti koli mechad gavra lo mishtami. So before we get to this, there's an interesting shiloh which we had, which is as follows. Does it make a difference if the sounds are similar or not? Does it make a difference in reference to trei koli, mishtami or lo mishtami, if they're similar or not?
Yeah.
Where do we speak about two sounds that are similar? Chatzoytzreis. We asked the Shaila, even if you're telling me you could listen to the Chatzoytzreis without the Shofar, but how would I differentiate between the two Chatzoytzreis? So we said maybe because they have a similar sound. So there's a Shofar and its echo. Is that the... Nah? You're talking about in the Shvarim or in the Tkia? Tkia is flat. So it apparently we're assuming that the echo is not going to be considered to be the same sound twice. If you'd play, if I'd blow the shofar and play a recording,
higher, it's getting less and less sound and sound,
it's going to mess up. That was the other terence we think. We gave two terence. One terence is that you're supposed to hear the two of them together. The terence is because they have the same, they're similar sounds, right? Okay, says the Gemara. After the length of three colors, right? Right, right. Right. You're saying if I could time it perfectly, then I'll stop at three. You're right. Excellent. Saying that the what we're saying the run is the echo doesn't start until 3 seconds. So after 3 seconds, if I stop, then they won't be hearing two koilos because I'll stop at three. They've up until now they just heard the original, and after that they just hear the echo. So that then I should be able to be Aitza. I guess we're assuming that he's not going to be so so precise to be able to do that. I guess, but it's a great kasha.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Isn't the shofar much louder than the echo?
Interesting. Isn't the shofar much louder than the echo? It's a good question. I'm going to assume not. I'll show you why. I'm going to assume it's not. It's a very good question. We're going to get to it. What? It's Mendel asking. Okay, I'm going to assume not. Let's see. Okay, I'll show you why right now. Okay. It says the Gemara, Eletrei Kolim Echad Gavri Lo Mishtami, Mitrei Gavri Mishtami. Rather, two calls from one person you can't hear. But if it's from two different people, then you can hear it. What's the difference between if you hear two calls from one person or two calls from two people? What difference does it make? Anyone have a shot in this? So I think what Baruch means to say is that if being that I have the same tone, so it would be impossible to differentiate between the word, it's not going to sound like Zohar and Shomer, it's going to sound like Blur. And then what was that? That was Blur. Like, yeah, it could be, yeah, I don't know if the Chatzoy Tzor is Muchach, but yeah, it's coming from this. I thought maybe the Pshat is, they're coming from some close to each other, coming out of one mouth, so you can't differentiate. If they're coming from two different sources, I can differentiate, but I'm coming from, but what's interesting is the following thing. The Tosfos Ritz says, you know what's called Shrei Koili Michad Gavra, and you won't be able to hear it? Let's say a person has on their right side a shofar, and on the left side, Chatzoy Tzor, and he blows both of them, and he could do that, you wouldn't be able to hear it. If I'm blowing shofar and the person next to me is blowing chatzoy, just that you could hear. But if I blow shofar out of one side of the mouth, the shofar, the other side of the mouth, the chatzoy, just that you won't be able to hear. Very interesting. What is it? What? Why not? What do you say, Ishiel? So unless you say, Yoni's about warning, maybe... Even in the shofar, there's a certain, you hear a person's tone. So the shofar and the chatzoitzos are the same tone, even though different instruments. Somehow, Yoni doesn't like it, but he's like, that's what Yoni's bavorning. It's not his voice, it's just his blow. So why would that be unique to him? Unless it's because they're very close to each other. But even that's hard to, I mean, right. Yeah, I guess this is, you get so close. So what difference does it make? This is, I could have shofar, but if the chatzoitzos goes far away, it could even be, I don't know. Tosfos Ritz says this is black on white. Okay. I can't hear you. I can't, I'm sorry, I can't hear you so well. Yeah. That might be understandable why it's Chad Gavro. That would be understandable why it's Chad Gavro, because then it's like, it's the same tone. So maybe that would like, you'd hear them as together. You wouldn't be able to differentiate between them. I don't know. It's very interesting. Akoponim zok the Gemara Vaitu, says the Gemara, we trey Gavro mi mishtami. We see that you can't have two people reading and two people being metargim. It's Trey Gavri. Why can't we have that? That's the Gemara's question. Says Rashi. Borvedus chodaninu. It's the same thing for all intents and purposes. Elisha borvechafira. Or is in the ground. Badus bibinyan, and the bus is above the ground. Cistern balaz. Pitas chobis gdoila. It's a large barrel. Says the Gemara, if it's mechad gavro, do me the zach of a shama, then you can't. But as a trey gavro, you can, says the Gemara. Okay, so what about the din of batayra, kari batayra? Batayra echad kari the echad matar game. One person is supposed to read, and one person is supposed to be matargim. The Maisa, the way it was in the times of the Gemara, when we gave an Aliyah, the only person who stood up there was the Baal Koyret, was the person that got the Aliyah. He was the Baal Koyret. I believe that in many places by the Sfaradim, they still do that. You boys are Sfaradim? I know that by the Taimonim, I'm confident they do that. Whoever they call up just lanes the Torah. So why do we have now someone else laning instead of the person that's being called up? Because Lamaisa people aren't going to read the Torah so well. We want to embarrass them. So we have, and instead of us calling one guy up, it's like, okay, can you read? And then the other guy calls up and says, I'll read. So we have about read everything. Now, sometimes it's people, the show-offs, that they read like they want to get their Aliyah. But in general, we try to allow the Baal Koyret to lane everything. However, what's important to know is that the person getting the Aliyah is supposed to be reading the Torah. And Tosfos Baba Basra asks, how can we have him read? It's Trei Koli, Lo Mishtami. Because both people are reading the Torah. When you get an Aliyah, you should really be reading along with the Baal Koyret. And that's why when the Baal Koyret goes too fast, I often try to slow him down because I don't read so fast. But I'm reading along with the Baal Koyret. Well, because the Baal Koyret is reading, you don't stumble along so much. You just read with him. He's kind of like prompting you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're reading along with him. The Tosfos says the Kasha. This is the Chorot's Trei Koli. So one of the Tosfos of Tosfos is, it's not, what? It's not loud. Trei Koli is when they're both of equal volume. But when it's who asked me a question of Yitzi? Oh, Yitzi, this addresses your question, Yitzi. Trei Koli is when they're equal volume. Over here, where one of them is quiet, so then it doesn't really interfere with the other one. I'll be able to hear the Baal Koyret reading. I think actually the times of Tosfos was the other way around. I think actually the Baal Koyret would feed the person reading and he was actually lower. But now we do the opposite. The Baal Koyret reads loud and we read quietly. But Lamaisa, a person should read the Torah. Now, according to what it says over here, how many people do we have reading? How many people read the Torah? Says the Gemara, Echad Koyret, the Echad Metargum. Only one person reads. Tosfos asks a question, Tosfos Yeshanim brings the Kasha, that the Gemara in Baba Basra says the last 8 psukim a Yachid reads. Sounds like before the last 8 psukim, not a Yachid reads. And our Gemara is saying, Torah is Echad Koyret, only one person reads. So it seems from our Gemara that in Kol HaTorah Kula you have to have only Yachid read. Seems in the Gemara and Baba Basra that the last 8 psukim yachid koyret. What's the pshat? As I frek Tosfos. Tosfos Yeshanim, we gave it out in the Maram HaKoyimus. What? Our Gemara is saying in Torah, echad koyret echad metargim. The entire Torah. Over there in Baba Basra, it says the last 8 psukim yachid koyret. It seems that before the last 8 psukim, you could have lots of people reading. You could have 2 people reading. The last 8 psukim only Yachid reads. That's the Kasha. Says Tosfos, you misunderstood the Gemara and Baba Basra. Gemara and Baba Basra doesn't mean that it's a question of how many people are speaking at once. What it means to say is, we want that you should only be one person getting the Aliyah. You know, sometimes we break up, we give extra Aliyahs, we give Acharayin, we make an extra Aliyah. Here we're not going to give an extra Aliyah. Because this is all the parasha of Mises Moshe. We don't want to break up Mises. The last 8 psukim are the parasha of Mises Moshe. The last 8 psukim, we don't want to break it up. Because we want, when you're in the middle of like Piranius and these things, we just like to get it over with. Let's just do it. So don't break up in the middle. Okay, let's just finish Moshe's Misa. We fast on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa. So we just want to like get through it and we're not going to break it up. That's what the Tosfos says is pshat. Doesn't mean it's not the difference of whether or not there's 2 people saying it at once or 1 person. It's just everywhere else in the Torah, I can in theory break up into 2 different aliyahs if I so desire. This, I only leave it as one aliyah. This is Tosfos Rishon. The Rambam says a different shot. The Rambam says, what does it mean, Yachid Koyre? It's a Peledik Rambam. Says the Rambam, usually when we lay in Kriyas HaTorah, how many people have to be present in the room? 10. Says the Rambam, the last 8 sukkim of the Torah, a person can read b'yachidus. You don't need a yachid. An individual can read it. You can open up the Torah and just read it. As we said, the Rambam. So he has a different pshat in yachid koira. The Tosfos' pshat in yachid koira was, I only want one person to get the aliyah. The Rambam's pshat in yachid koira is, I can have one person laying without a minion. The Ravid has a problem. Says the Ravid, I don't get it. You don't lane the last 8 sukkim in a vacuum. You're laning it on Simchas Torah. So the rest of Zois HaBracha, you had a minion, you didn't have a minion. You had a minion. So where'd they go? V'atzibar heichan holchu, asks the Ravid. V'atzibar heichan holchu. Apparently they didn't make Kiddush Simchas Torah in the Ravid Shul, that they should, got disinterested. People don't leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah in the Ravid Shul, I guess. Tzibra Eichon Ochel, says the Rambam, they left. They left in the middle. They were there for the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, and they left. So now there's no Tzibra here. Can I lay in Kriyas HaTorah myself? Says the Rambam, that's what the Gemara is saying. I think the Rambam is saying a very big Kiddush, which is a very important Kiddush. I have a Kasha. Teretz to all of the briskers. I think that perhaps this is the yesoid of a brisker on Hoga as follows. But there's a big shaila. Is Kriyas HaTorah a chiyav in the tzibur, or is it a chiyav in the yachid? I'll give you an example. Is Kedusha a chiyav in the tzibur or a chiyav in the yachid? Kedusha. It's a chiyav in the tzibur. The person is by himself. He's not a chiyav to hustle a Kedusha. Chazor Shatz is a chiyuv in the tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv in the tzibur or a chiyuv in the yachid? What would you say is the pashtus? Tzibur. I know the legend goes that one time when Shmuel Kamenetsky came to Australia and he flew on a Monday and he got there and they said, we were Mesadr Kriyas HaTorah for you. That's okay. No, thank you. I davened already, but I have to hustle a Kriyas HaTorah. It was the afternoon. I didn't daven with a tzibur. The chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is if I'm davening with a tzibur, then this tzibur is chayav Kriyas HaTorah. But I'm not a tzibur. If I'm by myself, there's no chiyuv. On the other hand, yadua that many briskers for whatever reason don't daven with a minion. Okay, it has to do with, you know, with whatever's there are challenges with having other people in the room when they're davening. They have a hard time having kavanah with those people in the room. Okay, this, don't practice this at home. We, of course, try our hardest to have a minion, but there are such a thing as briskers don't daven with a minion, some briskers. But Kriyas HaTorah, they do. So there's always, like, Kriyas HaTorah in the house, Mondays and Thursdays, they do Kriyas HaTorah. What? I can't hear. Maybe on Shabbos they do. Shabbos they do. You get corona. It's don't practice this at home. I don't know. They have to say their Shema. Yosef Tzvi, their Shachos is very, very long. Their Shema is longer than basically a whole. I don't know if you heard. I had said Rav Moshe Shmuel counted one time. How many times did he say that the Briskerov have said? Over 20 times he said Shema. He just the word Shema. Shema, 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 Shema. So they can't do that with a tzibur, so they just do it at home, right? But the Kriyas HaTorah they do. Why do they do Kriyas HaTorah? Because the briskers understand that Kriyas HaTorah is a chiv on the yachid. So why don't they just lay by themselves? Because the kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah is only with a tzibur. There's certain things, it's a chiyum on the yachid, but I can't be mekayim unless I have a tzibur there. I can't lay unless I have 10 people. So it's my chiyuv to get 10 people together to lay. I think it's mevura in this Rambam, like the briskers. Because the Rambam says, you're doing kriyas ha-toirah, and the last day, psukim, you don't need a minyan. If kriyas ha-toirah is a chiyuv on the tzibor, what does that mean? I don't need a minyan. I don't have a chiyuv to do. My own chiyuv is with a minyan. There's no chiyuv to lay without a minyan. So to the Rambam, no. The chiyuv of kriyas ha-toirah is on the yachid. The way you're kind, mekayim kriyas ha-toirah, normal, regular mekayim kriyas ha-toirah is with a minyan. The last eight psukim, you could be mekayim even without a minyan. But it seems like the chiyuv of kriyas ha-toirah is on the yachid. For example, in order for mekayim mitzvah's lulav, I have to buy a lulav. Is it a chiyuv on the lulav or it's a chiyuv on me? So in order for me to be mekayim kriyas ha-toirah, I need a tzibor in order to lay. It's my chiyuv, but I can't do it without a lulav. I can't do it without a tzibor. I need the tzibor in order to be able to do a davar shebe kedusha. I've got to make a davar shebe kedusha happen. So I need to find a tzibor. I need to make a tzibor. So therefore, even if I lay be a chidus, I'm going to go hustle a tzibor. That's what they do. They make a tzibor to do lay. Just get someone else to do it for them. Okay. Akoponim, the Chayra, this is what the Gemara is saying over here. Yeah. The Gemara is asking a question. Says the Gemara, you can't have Shnaim Karim Mishnaim Etargamim. Why not? I thought you said Trey Kali is Mishtami. Says the Gemara, Haloi Damya Ella Lesefa, the Halel Megillah, Afilu Asara Koyrin, Alma Kiva the Chaviv Yav Daita, Hachanami Kiva the Chaviv Yav Daita. Gemara says, you're right, the Sefa doesn't sound, the Resha of this Brisa doesn't sound like you can listen to two Koilas. But look at the Sefa of this Brisa. The Sefa of the Brisa says, when it comes to Halel and Megillah, you can have 10 people reading. So what do I see clearly in the Sefer? Trei Koli Mishtamoy, 10 Koli Mishtamoy. So therefore, and our case, where we're talking about over here, of Shofar, is going to be Doima to the Sefer. Frekta Yoyim Trua. When we ask this question, we ask the question from Kaira B'Tayra, we didn't just read the Resha of this Raisa. So what were we thinking? Gemara says, oh, look at the Sefer. We didn't look at the Sefer, but what were we thinking? We asked the question. What was the Maksha thinking when he was saying, look, Torah says you can't have two people read. So also, but what about Megillah? Hello. That's what it says. He didn't read the next two lines before he asked this question. It must have been he had a different discrepancy between Torah and Hallel. Says the Yom Trua, perhaps the Maksha thought that Torah, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, is a Chiyuv Di'ai Raisa. And Shofar is also a Chiyuv Di'ai Raisa. Halel and Megillah are Chiyuv D'Rabbanon. So maybe we thought that by Di'ai Raisa we're going to be Machmir Trekol Elo Mishtami. Oh, the end of the Raisa, oh, that's because it's D'Rabbanon. That's the Gemara thought. Therefore, he asked this question. He says, Shofar is doime to Kriyas HaTorah because it's also the Oraisa. He says, no, you got the wrong chiluk. That was a nice idea, but we have a different pshat. What's the chiluk? Says the Gemara. It's kivan dechaviv yoiv daite. Achanami kivan dechaviv yoiv daite. It's because it's chaviv. What's the svara of chaviv? Says Rashi. Chaviv chadosha hiloi. Because it's new. It's fresh. It's exciting. How often do you blow shofar? Once a year, even though you've been blowing the whole Elul, I guess we won't consider that. What? Excellent. I guess it's the new mitzvah. That's what it means. But the word just says it's chaviv. Right. But it's a different shofar. I guess it's a different shofar. I guess it is. It's a different shofar. I guess for you it's not exciting, but for other people it is. Tainus, by the way, Tainus you usually don't hear it either. It's usually Chatzoit Tzoreis. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. And Korban's only in the Beis HaMikdash. So, what? No, not. Shofar and the Chatzoit Tzoreis. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. What? Which shofar? Pashtus not. Apparently, that's still considered to be Chadosh Eloi. Moshe doesn't like it. There's no problem, but the problem is that he has a kasha. He's saying, if this is the pshat, d'raisa d'rabbanon, so then you tell me that the d'raisa is trikol l'mishtami, so what are you going to do with shofar? Problems. I have a different reason why to be mechalek. So, ebazeh, we're going to have to say, oh. So the shaila is like this. Frekti Yom Chua, a different question. Is Kriyas HaTorah, are we saying it's considered to be Chaviv or not Chaviv? What's our Gemara saying? Not Chaviv. According to Rashi, what does it mean? Chaviv, what makes something Chaviv? Chadasha. Is this considered Chadasha? It's a new Parsha. It's a new Parsha. Says the Yom Trua, I would love for someone to be mechavin to this teretz. But not because we lay Mondays and Thursdays or Fridays. Shnayim mikra vecha targum. Says the Yom Trua, we already learned it. Because the chiyuv to say shnayim mikra vecha targum. He just made up for it. We other not liking the first shot. So it's not Chadosha. He already learned it two times. As Yom Chua says. Akoponim, Moshe should be happy because there's another pshat in what Chaviv is. A different pshat. What's the pshat? The Chok Yaakov says the Chaviva is because there's a certain Chavivos. For example, when you say Hallel, so if you say Hallel on Pesach, there's Chavivos of the Nes. You're connecting with the Hallel. It's special because there's a miracle that happened to us. So we're celebrating. That's why it's Chaviva. And Megillah also, there's a Nes. It's Chaviva's a Nes. And what about Shofar? So says the Sifsei Chachomim, Shofar also is Chaviva's. It's Kidlefnim Dami. Shofar is magical. Something special about these things. These are special. So Torah doesn't do anything like that. It doesn't give us anything. What'd you say? Good. Depends. We said that Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos in particular is like Matan Torah. That's why it's Tam Elyon. Yeah. There isn't. That's Adra, but that's why Kriyas HaTorah, we can't lay two of them because it's not Chaviv. Rashi is saying it's not chav because we do it every week and we did it already. So we did it already. Or we do it every week and it's not that, it's the same idea. Right? The Chok Yaakov says that's not the pshat and chav. It's not because of how regular it is. Because certain things are chav. It's not atzma. There's a chavivus to a halel. When you do halel on an ace. Because I'm celebrating an ace. That's what the chavivus is. What's the chavivus of shofar? It's kilif nimdami. Shofar is magical. It gets us in. That's going to be the chavivus. Yeah. Why do we need two things to show the Chashiva Siyam? We spoke about that a little bit in the beginning over there. We leave it. It's an excellent question. We'll leave that alone, okay? It's an excellent question. Akoponim. So we have two pshatim in why something is considered to be chaviv. That over there we're going to say trei kol mishtami. Coming out is when there's something that has chavivas, trei kol mishtami. When it doesn't have chavivas, then you can only hear one call. The Sifsei Chacham brings down that the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha of Hallel, he brings it one time in Hilchos Pesach and one time in Hilchos Sukkah. Why does he bring it twice? Hallel, we could say even 10 people together. Just say it about Hallel. Why do you bring it once in Hilchos Pesach and once in Hilchos Sukkah? So the Chayra, the answer is, if you say that what makes it Chavivus is that it doesn't happen all the time because it's Chadosh Eloi. So, Enochanami, I don't know why you would have to say it twice. But we said the Chok Yaakov says the reason is because there's a certain Chavivus to the Hallel of Pesach. Hallel of Pesach is on an Anes. So there's a certain Chavivus to the Hallel of Sukkot. Each one is its own Chiddush. That this is going to be Chaviv. I would have thought that maybe Pesach is Chaviv Tvei because of the Nes of Pesach. So therefore, he has to say, even my Sukkot, not the same Darug of Nes. The Nes of Pesach was the Eser Makas, was Kriyas Yamsuf. So therefore, the Rambam has to say, oh, we also has Chavivus, the Shulchan Aruch, we also has Chavivus. So the Chayra, this would be a reason why we would say the Shulchan Aruch has to bring this halacha twice. It's fascinating. Is the Rambam not only does he not bring it twice, he doesn't bring it ever. Rambam never brings the halacha that by Hallel that Trei Kali Mishtami. Shulchan Aruch brings it twice. The Rambam doesn't bring it at all. The Rambam only brings the halacha once in Hilchas Tfila for Kriyas HaTorah, and again once in Hilchas Megillah. He doesn't mean Hallel at all. So perhaps, saying the Rambam understood that really the chiluk between these different types of things which we say it's mishtami or not mishtami, at least the Gemara's Havamina was, whether it's Dioraisa or it's Dirabana. The Yom Chua said, maybe there's a difference between Midiraisa or Midirabana. So the Rambam brings in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, which is Dioraisa. He brings in Hilchos Megillah, which is Midirabana. The Rambam says that's enough. Once they said it's Midiraisa, that it applies by Midiraisa, Midirabanan. He doesn't have to differentiate between all the different types of, because everything that happens every once in a while, if it's Midiraisa, Midirabanan, B'chayra, that could be pshat in the Rambam. Says the Gemara, Ela Lama Marich B'Shoifar. So if this is true, and Trei Koli Mishtami, and you can hear two koilas, so why is he maruch b'shoifar? Why do we say in the Mishnah he has to blow shoifar longer? Says the Gemara, leida shemitzvahs hayoyim b'shoifar. In order that people should know that the mitzvahs hayoyim is b'shoifar. He should make a demonstration that mitzvahs hayoyim is b'shoifar. What Avi Zellinger was asking before, which we spoke about somewhat on the Mishnah, is the mice in the Beis HaMikdash, the shoifar is being flanked by the two chatzoitzers. The shofar being flanked by two chatzoitzros, that already is because the mitzvah sayom is b'shofar. So why isn't that enough? Can you hear what? But doesn't that show you that the shofar is the ikar because you're putting it in the middle? No. Having to hear it, we said, there's not a problem here of trek kalalo mishtami. So you're going to hear it. So why do I have to hear it in order that I should be able to know the mitzvah sayom is b'shoifar? So I don't think the way that we understood then, perhaps, it might depend on the different girsas, that the fact that I put the shoifar in the middle is not to demonstrate that the mitzvah sayom is b'shoifar. It wasn't to make a demonstration of that. It's just the maisa when you have an adam chashiv. So where does he walk? In the middle. So is that to demonstrate that he's an adam chashiv? Or that's the way that we... When we are trying to accompaniment, the Adam Chashev is in the middle. So you're assuming that everyone knows that. Maybe that's not enough of a demonstration. Maybe that's not why we're doing it. We need to make a demonstration. Maybe like Baruch is saying, the demonstration has to be in the call. Right. Doesn't mean that we're not demonstrating that he's chashiv, because the shofar is chashiv, the shofar goes in the middle. To demonstrate, we want the koil to be out loud. That'll make a difference of what we said then. What about by the chatzoitzris? Do Do you need to have a second shofar just to make a demonstration? The Rambam says you don't need a second shofar. Sounds like from the Mishnah you do. That would depend if that's also coming to demonstrate, or that was just because lemaisa, that's the way you place an adam chashan. Akoponim, that's the end of this sugya. Beis Hashem, we're going to continue with the next sugya of Tainus, hopefully tomorrow.